Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here is a recap of our stories from February 27th through March 5th. On Saturday, February 27th, state police responded to a structure fire at the Deer Run Mobile Village in the town of West Monroe. According to state police, when the West Monroe Fire Department arrived on the scene, the mobile home was fully involved and requested a second alarm. During the investigation, a deceased white male was located inside the residence. The Oswego County Cause and Origin Team responded to the scene and determined that there was no indication of any suspicious circumstances. State police were assisted at the scene by the Oswego County Sheriff's Office, the West Monroe Fire Department, the Oswego County Cause and Origin Team, and Mentor Ambulance. The victim's body was transported to the Onondaga County Medical Examiner's Office for identification and an autopsy to determine an official cause of death. The state police have since identified the victim as 20-year-old Jeffrey S. Pitre Jr. from that residence. State police and the Oswego County Fire Cause and Origin Team continue to investigate the cause of the fire. Steelhead season has returned to Plaski as fishermen brave the chilly waters of the Plaski River to cast their lines. Rainbow trout and steelhead are two of the sought-after species fishermen are willing to brave the cold for. Layered and insulated in waterproof gear from head to toe, sportsmen and sportswomen alike travel to Oswego County in search of a fleeting few minutes of battle with a large fish. John Stone of Fulton said he heads out to angle for steelheads in the winter months because of the fresh air, the smaller crowds, and the peaceful setting, also saying it's a great way to beat cabin fever. The annual return of the steelhead is an economic blessing for Plaski, keeping visitors coming to the area even during the coldest months of the year. With a decrease in new COVID cases in Oswego County, the Oswego County Health Department has revised its policy for higher-risk sports in schools and the youth recreation leagues. As of March 3rd, Oswego County schools and leagues are allowed to admit 2 home team spectators per athlete or 50% of their spectator area at indoor events. Athletes will now be able to travel to sporting events in other Section 3 counties, including Oswego, Onondaga, Cayuga, Jefferson, Lewis, Madison, Oneida, Herkimer, Cortland, Chenango, and Tompkins counties. Ice hockey, basketball, contact lacrosse, rugby, competitive cheerleading, group dance, volleyball, and wrestling are among the sports categorized by New York State as higher risk. Each local county health department is responsible for defining the requirements for permitting these activities. Public Health Director Jian Chang Huang said the policy was revised to reflect reduced case counts. The policy may change if COVID-19 positivity rates increase or if new variants are found within the county. Huang said the data shows that the COVID-19 virus is still active in the community and that people must continue to be cautious. More information can be found at health.oswegocounty.com. Oswego officials have announced there will be 2 new ways for residents to find and make an appointment to receive a COVID-19 vaccination. Beginning this Thursday, March 4th, the department will post a link after 10 a.m. every Thursday at health.oswegocounty.com that people can use to schedule a COVID-19 vaccine appointment. A vaccination hotline will also be launched this week to help people make appointments by phone. The phone line will be open from 10 a.m. till noon on Thursdays at 315-349-3383. Oswego County is currently able to vaccinate individuals that fall into the 1B category of eligibility. This includes first responders, educators, public-facing grocery store workers, public transportation workers, including taxi drivers, food service and hotel workers, people with qualifying comorbidities, and those age 65 and above. Those attending an Oswego County Health Department vaccination clinic must have an appointment and proof of eligibility at the time of vaccination. Acceptable proof includes a pay stub or work ID, a letter from a healthcare provider, or proof of age. Those without an appointment and proof of eligibility will not be vaccinated. Free transportation is available for residents to go to COVID-19 testing and vaccination sites. Transportation will be available Monday through Saturday between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Please call 315-598-1514 to schedule a ride in advance. Call the Oswego County Health Department COVID-19 hotline at 315-349-3330 for more details. Hours are from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Members of the public voiced their thoughts and concerns to proposed changes in the Fulton City Code during the March 2nd Common Council meeting. During the three public hearings on Tuesday, the council heard from people concerning their decision to amend certain chapters of the city code, including Chapter 510 for secondhand store dealers, Chapter 223 for auctions and auctioneers, and Chapter 506 for taxicabs. The proposed changes include a 50% or more hike in license permits and vehicle use fees, daily sale vendor fees, auction and auctioneer fees, and penalty fees for not adhering to the amended rules. Andy's Antiques and Flippin' Unique Antiques both spoke out about the secondhand dealers' changes. Andy's Antiques expressed being uncomfortable with police having the ability to come into the store with customers present to look at his logbook, saying it gives the appearance that he buys stolen items. Mayor Dina Michaels clarified the books and records examination of premises section of the secondhand dealers chapter was already an existing law in the city code. The two owners of Flippin' Unique Antiques also expressed concern because they host multiple vendor booths in their business. The owners asked if every one of their vendors needed a permit, saying that their store might go out of business because of these actions, wanting more details on how it would work. The council will vote on the three proposed changes to the city code at the next scheduled meeting, Tuesday, April 6th at 7 p.m. School testing and athletics were main topics discussed during the Oswego City School District Board of Education meeting, Tuesday, March 2nd. Parents expressed concerns about end-of-year testing requirements for students during the open session portion of the meeting. Information released from the Biden administration determined states will not be released from completing the federal standardized testing requirements for students. Components of that decision include the following. States will be granted flexibility in how and when they administer annual tests, but will not be exempt from the ELA, math, and science testing requirements. Flexibility includes shorter or remote versions of the exam as well as extended testing windows. Students will not be made to come in to take the test. Exam results will only be used to measure student learning. The New York State Department of Education's response to the Biden administration requirements includes the following. The Board of Regents will be meeting this month to propose regulatory amendments so region exams would not be required to meet graduation requirements. They will cancel any region's exams not required by the U.S. Department of Education. For grades 3 through 8, ELA, math, and science will be administered. Also, Algebra 1, English Arts, Living Environment, and Physical Earth Science are classes the New York State Department of Ed is looking at offering for June testing. More information regarding regents testing will be decided during the March meeting as to which regents will be deleted from the testing roster. Sheriff Don Helton and members of the Oswego County Sheriff's Department met with the Oswego County Legislature yesterday, March 4th, to assess a draft of the Oswego County Police Reform Plan 2021. The plan's objective is to ensure increased safety within communities while cultivating mutual respect and trust between law enforcement and the public. Discussions included a member of the Oswego County Opportunities Crisis and Development Services team, along with county legislators and sheriff department officials, as they examined different courses of action to implement into the draft. After much discussion, all 7 recommendations were approved by the legislature. The finalized version of the draft is scheduled to be sent out to legislators early next week. A time and date for the next public hearing will be decided during the March 11th County Legislature meeting. The public is still encouraged to offer their comments at policereform@oswegocounty.com. And those are your top stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.